Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharp. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Sharp steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Moore moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Sharp moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Bibby now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Brewers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. One out. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore is hit by the pitch. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Sharp moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowenstein scores. One out. It's Brewers, 4, Indians, 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. the Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Money moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Porter moves to second. It's 6-4, Brewers. Tom Buskey now pitching. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to third for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Murphy now pitching. Doug Howard pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Larval Blanks pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Spikes moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.